News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
COVID cases may be remaining static across Ireland, but Europe has been experiencing a fresh wave of cases in recent weeks. It comes as the EU vaccine rollout gathers pace. David Navarro is the World Health Organization's special envoy on COVID-19, Professor of Global Health at the Imperial College in London. David, it is UN World Health Day, also the anniversary of the foundation of the WHO. Where are we at in Ireland and where are we at in the world in this battle against COVID?
This virus tends to appear with sudden and really very localized outbreaks. It's what we call spikes of disease. And this is what is happening right now. Spikes of COVID-19 are appearing in lots of different parts of the world, but particularly where people are crowded closely together and where there's been quite a lot of COVID in the past. It's been slowed down through a lockdown, and then populations are starting to move again. So in general, we are seeing quite high levels of the disease in spikes, and overall, the numbers have been climbing over the last month and a bit. So it's a deteriorating situation globally. Now, Ireland, along with some other European countries, has done really well to keep the numbers down and to detect spikes of disease quickly through well-organized public health capacity at the county level. Now, that has to be continued. And I note that, in fact, in several European countries that have managed to get their numbers down a bit, there is just an underlying concern that they will come up again and that there will be an overload of the system. And I think that the real test is now, can we, through the actions of individuals and the skills of the public health professionals, maintain a relatively low level of disease and tackle these spikes really quickly so they don't surge into really quite damaging outbreaks. So we're on the edge, and I haven't looked at the figures this morning, but my judgment is that we've just got to hold the line and try to keep those numbers down.
Now, there is better news coming in lots of countries, including in Ireland, and we're ramping up our vaccine distribution here. We're hoping, I think, to have 80% of adults done by June, and it would seem there's a good chance we'll achieve that. When do you think we can start to look forward to... It's people are calling it the vaccine bonus. There's stories in the paper today about possible access to sport, to concerts, to travel, if you have that vaccine. When do you think we can start to look forward to that?
I think there are two requirements. One is this continued effort of good quality defence in the community to keep the surges back and to stop the virus from reasserting itself. The second is vaccination. Now, the main benefit of vaccination right now is that it protects lives, particularly among those who are at greatest risk. So by vaccinating older people in the population, governments are providing an immunological shield to enable them to go about their lives. And as the numbers of people vaccinated rises, so we will see a continued reduction in death rate, and we will also see a reduction in the spread of disease. But I think we have to be clear with each other that the rest of the world is going to take quite a long time to catch up with the countries that are in the lead on vaccination. So the focus does have to shift more and more to vaccinating the world rather than vaccinating individual countries. And that's a project that I think is going to take some time, a year, perhaps 2 years.
Outdoor transmission, those stats showing, I think it's 0.1% of cases were transmitted outdoors. Does that suggest that things like outdoor dining, that maybe we could start looking at that cautiously?
I think all countries are going to look at more outdoor living, because there's so much evidence that the disease is much less likely to spread if people meet outdoors, and especially if they're careful and maintain the physical distance, then their chances of getting ill are very, very low indeed. So therefore, I think we will see a big emphasis on, as you say, outdoor dining and outdoor recreation.
A lot of debate here about mandatory hotel quarantine. We have it for certain countries. Just talk about extending it, and then there's people arguing that it's going too far. Do you have a view, not specifically on Ireland, but on EU countries? Is mandatory hotel quarantine something we should be looking at, or are there just too many problems with it?
It's always a tough choice, really, for decision makers in government. On the one hand, if you don't go far enough, you find it very hard to push this virus away and to stop it settling into communities. If you do what needs to be done, then you can be accused of being heavy-handed. But experience of countries in the Pacific and in Southeast Asia suggests that you really do have to take isolation of people who are at risk of carrying the disease very seriously indeed. If you're going to isolate, you might as well isolate properly. And the use of hotels in some parts of the world has proved to be a very useful way to go about it. So for me, the focus must be on quality of isolation more than anything. And if the hotel is the best way to do it, then that's what should be done. Over.
Okay, we will leave it there. Dr. David Nabarro, World Health Organization Special Envoy on COVID-19. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.